1320 WILS. Well, if you missed 60 Minutes, wow, what an amazing look at the company Apple and how they operate. My next guest knows a lot about them because he's written several books, including bestsellers like The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs and The Innovation Secrets of Steve Jobs. His most recent one, The Apple Experience, Secrets to Building Insanely Good Customer Loyalty. Carmine Gallo joins us now. Carmine, great to have you here.
Well, thank you. And now that you've mentioned all three of the books, it feels like I'm a little obsessive about Apple. I don't know about that.
Well, you're based, what, very close to where their headquarters is. Is that right?
I actually am. I'm in Northern California, which from what I understand is actually colder than Lansing is today. So
incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
It's interesting, Michael, because people say, gosh, you've written three books, and the last book that you mentioned, The Apple Experience, is about the Apple Store. You must be obsessed with Apple or Steve Jobs. And I say, I'm not obsessed with Apple as much as I'm obsessed with extraordinary customer service and the customer experience. And that's what I've learned from studying Apple.
Why Apple? How did that get your focus?
Well, I'm a communication expert, so I specialized in communication skills. So my first book was The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. Because, Michael, I'll make the argument that there is still yet a great speaker or a business leader who can present as well as Steve Jobs. He could sell an idea like nobody. And I still haven't found anybody who can come close to his extraordinary presentation skills. So that's where I started.
Did you get a chance to talk to him when he was alive then?
There's only about seven people who actually talked to him.
Oh, I see. Did you get any feedback from having written the book about him?
I have. The first book on presentation secrets, I received a couple of emails from high-level Apple executives quite a while later. Mm-hmm. And they told me that, that book had been circulated, and one person said, you nailed it. Huh. So, I feel very confident about the books I've written. But the Apple Store, which they talked about on the 60 Minutes piece last night, it is a model. It really is a model of customer service. And that dates back to 2001, Steve Jobs, who had a very different vision of what customers wanted to experience.
Right. What's incredible is they have, I mean, the campus looked incredible. They're building this new headquarters, but they even have this Apple Store where they just try things out on their own premises, right? All kinds of different varieties and interpretations of what the store could look like.
It's a mock store. It's actually on the campus. It's a completely, it looks and feels just like a real, it is an Apple Store. It is an Apple Store, but they use it for rehearsal. What was interesting to me is Angela Ahrens, who is now the head of the Apple Store, use the word, we use it as a stage, like a mock rehearsal. Mm-hmm. So to them, to Apple, everything is theater. Everything is performance. So when you walk into an Apple Store, you feel differently because of the way people are hired and trained and taught to communicate with you as a customer. Mm. That's why it's a completely different experience than you get pretty much anywhere else.
Mm. I never thought, did Steve Jobs have that vision, too, of being a... having him showing a performance, like almost being an actor?
Michael, I think your listeners would appreciate this. After spending about 2 years just immersed in research in the Apple Store, there's one thing that I learned that I think all of your listeners should take away. It all starts with a vision to do things differently. And Steve Jobs in 2001 said, and it's very well known that he said this to his team, we are not going to build just another retailer. We are not going to build a store to sell computers and to increase our market share. Our goal is to reinvent the store and to enrich people's lives.
Yeah, so tell me, what really is so special about an Apple Store, let's say, as compared to Best Buy?
Huge innovations in retail. When you start with the vision, Michael, of enriching a person's life, what do you do? Well, first of all, you don't hire cashiers. You hire a concierge. You greet people within 10 feet or 10 seconds of entering a store, which, again, was kind of an innovation in retail. Mm-hmm. They teach all of their employees to walk through five steps of service. There's an acronym they use called APPLE. It spells out Apple. But it's exactly five steps that they are taught to walk you through so that you have this great experience.
Although I do need to know, they do leave you alone and let you play around with things there too, which I appreciate when I just drop by.
If you want a personalized experience, you can have it. If you just want to use your app, they have an Apple app, just to swipe a product and leave without talking to anybody. You can do that as well. But how about some of the other innovations, Michael, like one-to-one? If you buy a computer or an iPad, you can sign up for 1 year of free, classes that you can take once a week, once every 2 days for the rest of the year. Retailers didn't do that back then, and the reason why they do that is because they want you in the store. They want you to come back to the store because the closer relationship you have with those products, the more likely you are to recommend the products, and the more likely Apple is to have a customer for life.
I'm talking to Carmine Gallo, a best-selling author, including The Apple Experience. And when you, it's interesting during the 60 Minutes piece how Tim Cook, the current CEO, how he said, you know, he said the ghost of Steve Jobs is still with the company. How long is that likely to last? And now that he's gone.
Well, I thought that was fascinating. He said, Tim Cook, quote, said, "I have never met anyone on the face of the earth like Steve Jobs before. It was a privilege." Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, yeah, you're absolutely right. And that surprised me as well. Throughout this whole 60 Minutes piece, the ghost of Steve Jobs, that DNA was still very much a part of that company. That will continue for a long time, Michael, because don't forget, I'm glad they showed a lot of Johnny Ive. Johnny Ive is the guy who has designed all these products that we use, like the iPhone, the iPad. He's the chief designer. There was Steve Jobs once said that Johnny Ive was his soulmate, his design soulmate. And Johnny Ive is very much leading that company right now. So the baton passed to some pretty capable hands.
Yeah, and what that new headquarters looked incredible. They call it the spaceship. Yeah, you're probably familiar with it since you live in the area. It looked like quite a massive project. How big is it looking when you're there?
It is a massive project. It's going to be the most unusual, unique building, on the face of the earth. It's going to be quite incredible, doing things very uniquely. What impressed me was I always knew Apple was secret. But boy, they had things covered when Charlie Rose walked into the design room. They actually had a lot of the products completely covered. There were many, and he wasn't even allowed in meetings, just like at a Monday meeting. They wouldn't even allow him there.
Well, so and they tested
that level of secrecy is unsurpassed.
Well, and they test the colors, the texture of the material. Do you believe, because we see Androids, they seem to be competing fairly well. Is all of that really necessary for Apple to be as successful as it is?
You know, I've heard that question before, and I don't think we can question the success that Steve Jobs had in creating a design that was just beautiful to look at, pleasant to watch. Like Tim Cook said, that no one was as obsessed with perfection as he was. And if something didn't look right inside a computer, it would bother him. But then again, Michael, that obsession is one of the reasons why so many millions of people do like to go into an Apple store, why it's the most profitable retailer on the planet. It is that obsession to detail. The things that you and I would never really pick up, and yet when you walk into that store, it creates a more pleasurable experience because Steve Jobs was obsessed with every aspect of that experience.
And certainly with design. I have to admit, I never did see him give a full presentation. I did see a few of his interviews, and he seemed very cagey in the interviews, very careful, in terms of answering the questions. But what made him such a special presenter?
Oh, Michael, go on to YouTube and Google search for the 2007 introduction of the iPhone. And it is one of the most stunning business presentations you'll ever see. He was a model of simplicity. He made presentations fun. He had a lot of fun in presentations. There was a lot of humor in the presentations. They were compelling and engaging. He had heroes and villains. I mean, it was like a Broadway performance. And what I teach the clients that I've worked for is you don't have to overclutter your slides. I mean, you and I have seen a lot of bad PowerPoint, I'm sure, in our day. And Steve Jobs was just the opposite, where you would see very minimal words, just beautiful images, animation.
He essentially got to the point. Yeah, because he seems like he wouldn't tolerate people wasting his time. Is that what it was? He just wanted to kind of get to what he was going to tell you?
Well, he was a very concise, man of very few words, and everything was minimalist, everything from the design of the products to the presentation slides. Very few words on the slides, mostly pictures.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are kind of going to that style, as you probably have noticed in business. Well, Steve Jobs was doing that 20 years ago.
Indeed. Carmine Gallo, the book, The Apple Experience, Secrets to Building an Insanely Great Customer Loyalty. Also books like The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs and best-selling The Innovation Secrets of Steve Jobs. Carmine Gallo. Carmine, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Yep. Appreciate it.